Welcome to Burnside at Home for Sunday, the 24th of July. You join us today as we begin a new series, Another Look. And during the summer, we're going to take another look. Presbyterian Church has produced little booklet, copies of which are available in the vestibule in Burnside. And this is going to guide us over the next few weeks as we take another look at various aspects of our lives. The COVID pandemic has given us the opportunity to take another look at lots of areas of life. So over the next few weeks, we're going to take another look at church, ourselves, others, God, and today, the world. An opportunity to look with fresh eyes at things that are very familiar, and until a couple of years ago, we took very much for granted. Today, we're going to take another look at the world. And I want to begin our service by turning to the book of Revelation, where John gives us a stunning description of the new heaven and the new earth. And hopefully today we will stop and take another look at the world in the light of what John tells us. So in Revelation chapter 21 we read, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.'" So let's begin our time together by turning to God in prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, you are our Alpha and Omega, our beginning and end. We've gathered at this time and at this place to worship you. In your time, Lord, you created all things and wove into their fabric a yearning for fulfillment in you. And it's this yearning within us which has pulled us here this morning. Take these moments, O Lord, of time and space and complete them in us through your Holy Spirit. May our labour bring forth a new creation in you. This is your hour, Christ Jesus. Help us to make the most of each precious moment. For in your name we have gathered and we pray. Speak to us, giver of life, and make us new. We thirst for the waters of eternal life. We yearn to know ourselves as resurrection people. Send your Holy Spirit upon us this day and create in us your new heaven and new earth. Speak to us words of comfort and hope, words of challenge and courage. Come, move among us, we pray. Gracious God, you have promised to make all things new. Restore peace where there has been hatred. Reduce tension where there has been anger. Rekindle friendship where there has been enmity. Relive or relieve suffering where there has been violence. And recreate a united nation for the good of the people and for the peace of the world. For we ask all of this in Christ's name. Amen. Our reading today is from 2 Peter chapter 3, and here Peter is writing and he's telling us about the day of the Lord and about the new heaven and the new earth. So let's read together. "Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Saviour through your apostles. Above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, 'Where is this coming?' he promised. Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens came into being and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also, the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him. He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort, as they do the other scriptures to their own destruction. Therefore, dear friends, since you have been forewarned, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless and fall from your secure position. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Today then, we are taking another look at the world, and we're being prompted to ask, what am I beginning to see differently? I wonder, has your view of the world changed much during the last 2 years? The global COVID pandemic has begun a process that has accelerated change all around us. For a number of months, the world ground to a halt. Every day was the same during lockdown. The things that we took for granted no longer looked as secure as they once did. And since the lockdown restrictions have been eased, we have faced economic instability, a cost of living crisis, a war in Ukraine, fuel price increases. Many had very comfortable lives before COVID that they are either just about clinging on to now by their fingertips, or those lives have disappeared and the struggle is now to make ends meet. So if all of this does not make us take another look at life, then we're very foolish. And today we're going to take another look at the world. Before COVID, this world for many was a great place to be, a place to experience all the pleasures on offer, a place to live life to the full, a place with limitless opportunities. There was no need to think about anything else because the world had it all to offer. But now that we have this opportunity to take another look, what do we see? We now see a difficult place to live. A place that is harsh, unsettling, no longer able to satisfy us. We are perhaps now looking around to see if there is anything else on offer that this world simply cannot provide us with. We see in the little booklets today, Psalm 24 and verse 1 is quoted. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. the world and all who live in it. A world that had largely rejected God, rejected his word, rejected his ways, actually belongs to him and everything in it. If we lose sight of that, then we are in trouble, and many are in trouble today because they have assumed that the earth belongs perhaps to science, or the world belongs to business, or the earth belongs to those who enjoy it most. But what we see today is, as we take another look, the world truly belongs to God. Earlier we read from 2 Peter chapter 3, and there Peter deals with our view of the world. And I want to go through this morning so that we understand what Peter is saying. But before we do that, I want to explain where we are going and what is going to happen. In the Bible, we're told that there will be a new heaven and a new earth. We read about it from Revelation at the start of the service. But the prophet Isaiah also talked about the new heaven and the new earth in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 65, we read of the Lord, "See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create, for I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more." If we die before Christ returns, then if we've trusted in Jesus, like the thief on the cross, we will go to heaven and be with Jesus. But at the second coming, there will be the great resurrection. We will be given new bodies for eternity. Jesus will judge the earth, and he will create this new heaven and new earth, and we will dwell with him for all eternity. This earth that we live on now will be transformed. It will be destroyed and then recreated. And we will be equipped to live here in Christ's presence in the place that Jesus has prepared for us. So let's take another look at the world and be ready for the return of Christ. Let's go back to that passage in 2 Peter chapter 3, and Peter sums up the attitude of many in the world today, because many today think, well, surely that won't happen. We read in 2 Peter 3 and verse 3, "Above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They'll say, 'Where is this coming he promised? Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation.' But take another look. Everything has not been going on as it has since creation. Things have changed dramatically over the last couple of years. It is obvious now that humans are not in control of this world. Where is the coming he promised? Well, it is coming. It is coming soon. Peter reminds us of two dramatic events which people are deliberately ignoring. You see that in verses 5 to 6. He's talking about the creation of the world coming, the land being brought out of the waters. And then he's also talking about the destruction of the world by the waters of the flood. And Peter is reminding us of these two events and then pointing forward to the destruction of the world at the second coming by fire. He's saying if the world was created from the waters and destroyed by the waters, then also look ahead to Christ's return. And we read in verse 7, by the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. Peter tells us that people can scoff at these ideas because there will be no warning. Look at verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. So take another look at the earth. This is what is going to happen to it. The judgment is coming. Don't be distracted like we were before COVID. All that is happening in the world is pointing towards the return of Christ. And if it was true 2,000 years ago when Peter wrote this, it is all the more true today. So what do we do? Or as Peter says, what kind of people ought we to be? Because that's what he says in verse 11. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? Peter gives us some basic instructions. Look at the rest of those verses. We're to live holy and godly lives. We're to look forward to the day of Christ's return and speed its coming. We're to be ready for the destruction by trusting in Christ. We are to look forward to the new heaven and the new earth. Take another look at this world. Are you looking forward to the new heaven and the new earth? This is where we're going to find righteousness. Peter goes on to tell us, he says, so then, dear friends, since you're looking forward to this, make every effort to be spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote to you with the wisdom that God gave him. This message of the new heaven and the new earth is not given to scare us. Instead, God gives it to us to reassure us. Take another look at the world. Where is the hope for the future? Where is all of this going to end? As we look to governments and experts, the message is doom and gloom. High prices are going to continue. Inflation is going to climb. Cost of living is going to increase. Only God's word gives us hope that the promised one is indeed coming. Jesus has not abandoned us. He has not forsaken us. He is coming. Coming to gather his own to himself and coming to recreate the heavens and the earth. There is a solid hope for the future. So do not despair. I'm sure, like me, you're tempted to despair. You hear the news reports and you wonder, how low can we sink as a society? Why do we seem to be going backwards in our morality, losing our ability to understand what's happening in the world? Satan is doing his best to corrupt as many as he can before Christ returns. So it should be no surprise that things are happening the way they are. The image of fire that Peter gives us is of refining. The fire is coming upon the earth. The earth is going to be destroyed and recreated. The sin is going to be removed in this refining fire. This life now is a dress rehearsal for when we get to the new earth. When Jesus recreates, there will be no more sin. So we are to live lives that are blameless and spotless. Peter has given us the warning, and he therefore finishes by telling us to be careful. Therefore, dear friends, since you have been forewarned, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of the lawless and fall from your secure position, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, as we take another look at your world, we realize, Lord, that this world is not all there is, but there is a world to come, a new heaven and a new earth which you will recreate. And therefore, Lord, we trust in you today. We find hope in you today. We no longer despair, Lord, at what we see around us, because we realize that it is Satan's final attempts to try and drag people away from you. But Lord, our hope is in you today, and therefore we trust in you. We look to the future through you, and we ask, Lord, that you would guide us. So Lord, we thank you for this time that we've spent together today, and now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, both now and forevermore. Amen.